Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Now on WRAL, a 9-month-old baby found safe and the father in custody after a deadly shooting. How the case stretches from Greensboro to Harnett County.
And I'm tracking a system that arrives tomorrow with some showers, but I'll show you how to plan around it if you have outdoor plans this weekend.
And President Biden is returning to North Carolina, where he will be next week and why. Good Friday afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Thanks for joining us. Get ready for record warmth this afternoon. Also, a little rain is on the way.
Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tells us about those climbing temperatures out there and when the clouds could open up tomorrow.
It's beautiful outside right now. Take a live look at Chapel Hill. Plenty of people out and about in short sleeves, T-shirts, shorts, just enjoying this beautiful weather. And it's starting to really look like spring, too. You can see some green on the trees there. Our temperature will be almost summer-like this afternoon as we climb into the upper 80s. We'll likely tie or break some records across the area. Tomorrow, you're going to want to get outside with all this beautiful weather, but we do have some showers on the way. For the rest of this afternoon, we'll see partly cloudy skies. You can see that takes us all the way out to 5 o'clock. We'll move it ahead to tomorrow morning. At 7 a.m., it's nice and dry. We should actually see a pretty sunrise. And then we see this very fast-moving system come in. This is a little slower arrival, but it's not a slower departure. So the timeline of this has sped up in terms of the speed that it moves across us. So we're starting to see some of the showers at around 10 a.m. Those are almost completely out of the viewing area by noon. As this band of rain moves eastward, it is going to dissipate. It's also going to move very fast, and it's out of here. We're going to see the rest of the afternoon looking very nice. Now, Futurecast trying to introduce a little shower that's possible during the evening as well, but I think the bulk of what we're going to see is going to be in the morning hours, most likely between 10 and noon, and then we're going to see some sunshine through the afternoon. So you'll still be able to get out and enjoy it. Sunday looks mostly dry right now with some warmer temperatures, but I will show you when our temperatures fall back to nearly normal coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. An Amber Alert is canceled for a 9-month-old boy who was found safe in Irwin after being taken by his father.
That baby's father, police say, was wanted for kidnapping and also the murder of a woman. And that man is in custody. WRL's Chelsea Donovan is live in Lillington right now with that story. Chelsea.
I think this is absolutely the happy ending most people were hoping for. That 9-month-old baby boy is now on its way back to Greensboro. The father, Dion Monk, well, he was arrested alongside where that baby was here in Lillington in Harnett County. We understand Dion Monk was from the Dunn area. Let's show you this beautiful picture of 9-month-old Kaysen taken this morning in the arms of first responders who found him. He was evaluated by paramedics and is in good condition. As you mentioned, an Amber Alert was issued for Kaysen last night. Kaysen was taken to Greensboro this morning. He was reunited with his mother. And this is the suspect, Dion Monk, in the back of a deputy's patrol car, who I'm told is from the Dunn area. Sheriff deputies here say the pair was found this morning at a home in Irwin. Just around 5 o'clock, Monk was actually armed and the two were found sleeping on an air mattress. Greensboro police say Monk is accused of shooting two people on Thursday, killing one of them. 25-year-old Sherelle Johnson has died. A 20-year-old man shot is expected to be okay.
The good thing about all of this is, at the end of the day, the child got reunited back with its mother. Everybody went home. There was nobody was hurt in this incident. That's the main thing right there.
We should mention Monk is known to the Harnett County Sheriff's Office. He was arrested before and charged with larceny of a firearm and possession of a stolen weapon. Now we're still waiting to learn how Monk, who was arrested on that murder charge, is related to the person who was shot and the other person who was shot and expected to be okay. You'll hear more from Sheriff Wayne Coates here in Harnett County as to how they exactly tracked down the baby and his father in our later newscasts. Renee.
Well, Sheriff makes a good point, Chelsea, about little Kaysen being returned safely so he can start his young life. Chelsea Donovan live in Lillington for us this noon. Thank you. Cumberland County investigators arrested a man in connection with murder that happened back in September. Authorities charged Jamal Robinson with first-degree murder. He's in jail right now without bond. Jermaine Haley was shot and killed in September of last year on Bellhaven Road. Police released Robinson's name as a person of interest hours after that murder. Robinson's first court appearance is this afternoon.
Authorities in Halifax County say a dog attacked a 14-year-old this morning in Enfield. It happened when the teen was waiting for the school bus. The student was taken to a hospital in Roanoke Rapids. We don't know how extensive the injuries are. Sheriff's deputies say the dog that attacked the child was a pit bull. We're working to find out if animal control has seized the dog. Breaking news, a deputy today shot and killed a suspect on Hickory Drive in Rayford. That's according to the Hope County Sheriff's Office. Radio traffic obtained by Broadcastify shows a deputy reported shots fired and a person with a gun. WRL News is working to learn more and will update this story, and we'll have a live report from Gilbert Bays later in this newscast. President Biden will visit Durham next week to kick off his Investing in America tour. The president will be at Wolfspeed, a semiconductor manufacturer. The company recently announced a $5 billion investment to build its facility here in North Carolina. That facility will bring 1,800 jobs to the area. Over the next 3 weeks, Biden will travel to over 20 states as part of the tour.
A 13-year-old boy and his mom are recovering after a shooting at a local motel. Police spent hours at the Travel Lodge on Cedar Creek Road in Fayetteville overnight. Police say the shooting was related to a crash involving the boy's father. The injuries are not considered life-threatening, we're told. The woman was shot in the back of her leg. Her son was grazed by a bullet. Police said this was an isolated incident and there is no threat to the public. Extra security was in place at Knightdale High School this morning after a threat was posted to social media. The principal sent a letter to parents saying police have already identified the student who made the post, and they say the threat is not credible. The school is bringing extra police onto campus, and they did that out of an abundance of caution. This is the latest in more than a dozen threats at Wake County Public Schools in the last 2 months.
The search is growing for the person who shot a teenager in Durham. You can see bullet holes in a car in this video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. The shooting happened just before 5 yesterday evening on Elm Street. The teen who was shot is in the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Another teen was shot just hours earlier in a drive-by. Since the start of the year, 15 people under the age of 18 have become victims to gun violence in Durham. Neighbors say they're fed up.
I'm heartbroken today. I'm so sick of this. I don't know what to do. I'm tired. And I'm not the only one that's tired.
5 teenagers have been shot in Durham this week alone. We mapped out where those shootings took place. 2 of the teens died. Police have not yet identified the body found near the Lake Wheeler Road I-40 interchange. Investigators in Raleigh say it was discovered yesterday afternoon. They have not shared whether they're investigating it as a crime. We'll let you know when they send us an update.
Closing out the trading week on Wall Street right now. You see the Dow Jones Industrial Average right there. And mostly stocks moving down 36 points right now. The S&P 500 is down marginally as well, just 10 points down. And NASDAQ is down 42 points this noon. We'll have plenty more coverage for you headed your way this noon. Elizabeth Gardner will be along with the 7-day forecast of what it includes for tomorrow.
Download the new WRAL streaming apps on Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, and Android TV.
A Colorado dentist accused of poisoning and killing his wife made his first court appearance. An arrest affidavit says James Craig had searched his computer for ways to kill someone undetected. Emily Schmidt reports there's plenty of attention on this case now.
Colorado dentist James Craig appeared before a judge to hear he is formally charged with murder in the death of his wife, Angela. Though recorded sound was not allowed in court, Craig appeared in the past on video for his dental practice.
My name is Dr. Jim Craig.
He promised a caring manner.
My approach to dentistry begins with sincerely listening to the patient.
And when his wife Angela became ill earlier this month, hospitalized 3 times, complaining of symptoms like nausea, severe headaches, and dizziness, text records from an arrest affidavit show pages of text between the two expressing concern about her illness. But there was also this text, Angela writing, quote, "I feel drugged." James answering, "Given our history, I know that must be triggering. Just for the record, I didn't drug you." But when 43-year-old Angela died March 15th, police launched an investigation into her husband. On a work computer, they say, Craig had searches like how many grams of pure arsenic will kill a human and is arsenic detectable in autopsy. The arrest affidavit says Craig had placed a $13 order for arsenic metal and later another for potassium cyanide.
Potassium cyanide, like other cyanide salts, works by stopping the body's ability to use the oxygen that you've breathed in.
Investigators say James Craig put the poison in protein shakes he made for his wife. What she thought would give her strength, they say, was fatal instead. I'm Emily Schmidt reporting.
That arrest affidavit says James Craig made conflicting statements to police and also alleges while Angela was in the hospital, Craig was communicating with a woman he was having an affair with. Craig is in jail without bond.
A U.S. contractor is dead and five service members and another contractor are hurt after a drone strike on a base in Syria. In a statement late last night, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the drone was of Iranian origin. The U.S. responded to the attack with precision airstrikes against groups affiliated with Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps in eastern Syria. The names of the Americans who were killed and wounded have not been released. Protests are growing in France over President Emmanuel Macron's plan to raise the pension age. And Britain's King Charles is postponing a state visit to the country as a result. This is a video from the city of Rennes, where riot police used water cannons and tear gas to break up protesters yesterday. This happened after demonstrators threw fireworks and glass bottles at officers. In Paris, a group of protesters destroyed shop windows and a restaurant. Riot police there used tear gas and stun grenades. Streets are filling with trash and some gas stations are running out of fuel as workers remain on strike over the reform. French President Emmanuel Macron condemns unrest at pension reform protests, saying violence has no place in a democracy.
Schools in Denver, Colorado are closed today for a mental health day, 2 days after a high school student shot two administrators. Students rallied at the state capitol yesterday to call for tougher gun control measures. These same students were at the capitol 3 weeks ago after a classmate was shot and killed outside the school. One of the administrators who was shot Wednesday remains in the hospital in serious condition. The suspect was later found dead in a wooded area about 50 miles from the school. In response, the school district is adding an armed officer to each of the city's high schools. Schools in Los Angeles are open today after school workers ended a 3-day strike. About 30,000 employees, including custodians, cafeteria workers, and bus drivers, had walked off the job, calling for higher pay and better working conditions. The union wants a 30% pay raise. The district offered a 23% increase spread out over years, which employees say wasn't good enough. No new deal has been reached yet.
President Biden is in Canada today for a meeting with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden arrived in Ottawa last night, where they were greeted by Trudeau and his wife, Sophie. He and Trudeau are expected to announce a deal today, allowing both countries to turn away asylum seekers who cross the border illegally. U.S. Border Patrol in the northern region has been overwhelmed by a historically high number of migrant crossings. High temperatures out there. Looks beautiful from Dix Park right there, but it's a little wind too in our area.
Yeah, and you can really see it on the camera there in Wilson where the whirligigs are going, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it is blustery out there right now. Lots of sunshine. It's absolutely beautiful. I happened to be out just a little while ago, and it feels wonderful out there. But if you're thinking about eating dinner outside tonight, the temperatures are going to be great for it. It's still going to be a little bit breezy. Just kind of keep that in mind. It's already 78 degrees. We're on our way to mid to upper 80s for this afternoon. Our dew point's at 59, and that's a little higher than we normally see this time of year. It still feels very comfortable outside, but it's approaching the muggy end. We're looking at temperatures is being nice and mild for a while. 7 p.m., 81 degrees. You can see how pleasant it would be to be able to eat outside this evening. 77 in Roxborough and South Hill right now. It's 79 in Rocky Mount and Fayetteville. It's 78 in Southern Pine, so we're warming up nicely. But we take a look at the winds. We have winds gusting up to 20 to 25 miles per hour in Fayetteville, Clinton, and Goldsboro. Oh, Goldsboro just quit gusting. But Fayetteville and Clinton at 24, 25 miles per hour. And the actual steady wind is on the right there, and we're steady at about 10 to 15. So it is, it's breezy, and it's going to stay that way through the afternoon and evening. We will begin to see the winds tapering off a little bit once we get past sunset. Weekend planner looking at 88 today, just a nice, warm, blustery sort of March feeling day, except the temperatures are way above normal. Saturday morning, we're going to be in for some showers. We walked through that at the beginning of the newscast. We're going to revisit that in just a little while and talk about our next rounds of rain that come in early next week. Sunday right now is looking good. we may see increasing clouds in the afternoon, but a high of 83 degrees. 88, if we hit it, we'll end up tying the previous record set back in 1929 for Raleigh. We could break the record in Fayetteville at 88. The previous record was 87 degrees. Looking for fun things to do over the weekend? There should be plenty of those, but this one seems really cool. It's for a great cause. The Rotary Club there in Wake Forest is helping people with medical bills from cancer. Really fun event. Temperatures are going to be nice in the afternoon. It starts at 10 and ends at 4. There may be a quick shower between 10 and 11, but then after that, things are looking good through the afternoon. Our next system, of course, here, we took a look at this where we have a lot of thunderstorms along with this near the low pressure system. That's all going to push up to the north and east. We will end up seeing those showers and maybe an isolated thunderstorm, but we won't have that threat for severe storms. Saturday at 9 or 10 a.m., we're going to see that band of rain coming through, and it's really out of here by around noon or so, and then we see clearing in the afternoon. So if you do have outdoor plans on Saturday, the second half of the day is looking fine. And the showers that we'll see in the morning could be in and out of here in as little as 30 minutes to maybe an hour at the most. We have the potential for some rain on Monday. It could be a soggy start to the week, and then after that, our temperatures are a little cooler. Highs in the mid to upper 60s Tuesday and Wednesday are actually normal for this time of year.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, some exciting news in the sports world. UNC guard RJ Davis announced today that he will be returning to North Carolina for his senior season. He actually sent out this tweet saying Tar Heel for life, hashtag senior season. His announcement comes days after Armando Bacot announced he would be returning for his fifth season. Davis and Bacot were teammates for the Tar Heels national runner-up title back in 2020.
It will be a stacked team for sure. Thanks, Michelle. A water bottle that made Oprah's favorite things list is now being recalled. Ahead at 4, 5 on your side shows you the problem with these Bindle water bottles and some healthy alternatives.
And at 5:30, we dig deeper on dysfunction in Durham. City council members got into a screaming match at yesterday's meeting. What those leaders are saying today now that the dust has settled. And free condoms in every single high school in the state.
That's what one lawmaker in California wants to see. Coming up, the bill under consideration that would make it happen.
Also ahead, a big vehicle recall today. We'll tell you about the makes and models and what the problems are.
Welcome back. This is a live look at the WRAL campus where we have beautiful tulips and other flowers blooming right now. The azaleas are close. Their time will be coming soon. You can watch WRAL News available on YouTube TV and the WRAL app on your TV or streaming device. They'll like the sun today and the rain a little later. A new California bill would require every public high school in the state to provide free condoms to students. The measure would require all public high schools in California provide free condoms to students starting during the 2024-25 school year. The bill would also require prominent signage telling students where they can get the condoms and how to use them. The sponsor of the bill says this is to prevent unwanted pregnancies and sexually transmitted diseases.
The research shows that providing healthcare access like condoms and education, it doesn't increase sexual activity. It just increases folks' ability to have safer sex and make sure that they're staying healthy.
The California Family Council, a conservative advocacy group, opposes the bill. They call the measure an effort to legislate comprehensive sex education without parental consent.
A new proposal could make it easier for you to cancel a subscription, and Hyundai wants some owners to park vehicles outside. Those are among today's business headlines with Maribel Aber.
More than 570,000 Hyundai and Kias are being recalled due to a fire risk. The potential problem is with the tow hitch harness. Some Hyundai Santa Cruz, Santa Fe hybrids, and Kia Carnival models are affected. Hyundai says it's aware of 6 possible incidents related to the recall, including 1 fire, and it's advising owners of the vehicles to park outside and away from structures until the necessary repairs are made. The FTC wants to make it easier for you to cancel subscriptions and memberships, so it's proposing what it calls a click-to-cancel rule. It would require sellers of everything from cosmetics to gym memberships to make it just as easy to cancel as it was to sign up. Now, one of the proposed changes would let consumers cancel a subscription on the same website and in the same number of steps it took to enroll. Another proposal would require consumers of some programs be reminded before they're automatically renewed. Starbucks baristas will be getting an assist from the new boss. The new CEO, Laxman Narasimhan, plans to work at a Starbucks store once a month. In a letter to employees, he said he wants to stay close to the Starbucks culture and customers and see the challenges and opportunities the chain is facing. So to do so, Narasimhan says he'll work in Starbucks stores for half a day every month. He's already trained as a barista as he's prepared to take over the coffee giant. He says he knows what it truly means to wear the green apron. McDonald's no longer sells snack wraps, but fans could soon find them at a rival. Wendy's is adding a grilled chicken ranch wrap to its menu. So Wendy's says its wrap is different because the chicken isn't fried and it's bigger, making it more of a meal. McDonald's phased out snack wraps after franchisees said they were too complicated to make, but fans kept asking for them back. A change.org petition has more than 17,000 signatures. And those are your business headlines. I'm Maribel Aber, the NASDAQ Market Site.
Twitter is getting rid of its legacy blue badges next month. Starting April 1st, the social networking site says it'll remove all those verified check marks that were on the site before Elon Musk took over. They say people and businesses who want to keep their check marks will have to subscribe to a paid plan. Carolina Hurricanes are headed back to the playoffs officially now, despite losing to the New York Rangers last night at PNC Arena. 2-1 was the final there, but the Canes have clinched a playoff spot for a fifth straight year now because Florida, the Panthers, lost last night. The Canes are the second team in the Eastern Conference to clinch. They have a dozen regular season games left before the playoffs start April 17th. And the Carolina Courage have their home opener tomorrow. A lot of new players this season, but there's one face you might recognize. The team now has U.S. Women's National Team defender and former UNC star Emily Fox. The Courage lost captain Abby Ersig and fellow national teamer Carson Pickett in the deal. Tomorrow's opener starts at 2 in Cary.
Those who love the sport of fencing are gathering at Cameron Indoor Stadium today for the NCAA Championship. The men's competition wraps up today. The women compete this weekend. Duke has several athletes in the competition. UNC has two.
The voting period has ended for naming a trio of adorable otter pups at Fort Fisher Aquarium. Staff has narrowed down name choices and left the final decision up to the public. Each name is based on the native habitat of these otters. Some of the options include Gemma, or Gemma, I guess, Kai, and Wren. No word yet on when the names will be announced.
You can't help but smile when you see those faces, right? School staff in Durham are fighting for higher pay.
Coming up, how much a pay raise would cost and the options school leaders are considering now.
Plus, State Auditor Beth Wood pleads guilty to a hit-and-run crash. And for the first time, she admits to drinking moments before it happened. We're breaking down the punishment she'll face.
And here are your winning lottery numbers on your screen right now.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Thanks for staying with us this noon. We have breaking news we're following. A deputy today shot and killed a suspect on Hickory Drive in Rayford, according to the Hope County Sheriff's Office.
WRAL's Gilbert Bays is live at the scene in Rayford. Gilbert.
Well, Renee and Jeff, the Hope County Sheriff, Roderick Virgil, being very tight-lipped about what happened out here. As you mentioned, this is Hickory Drive. This is a dirt road here that leads down to the crime scene. I'm going to have photojournalist Keith Baker zoom in because you can see some crime scene tape down here. We're told this incident happened about 6 o'clock this morning. While the sheriff's office isn't providing too much information, I have talked with neighbors who knows the individual. They've given us his name. We're going to hold off on providing that for you until it is officially released and family members are notified. When understand that there's some family members out of town. This is what we've been told, that the sheriff's office here in Hope County came to serve a warrant at that address down there where the crime scene tape is located. And when the sheriff's deputies went to the door, the man inside came to the door with a gun. Shots were fired in exchange between both of them. We understand one of the deputies might have been hit. and then they exchanged fire and were told that the man who was inside that building was shot and killed. So we're still waiting to get official information from Sheriff Roderick Virgil. We're supposed to get that. We should get that at any time now. In the meantime, we'll stay out here and bring you additional information as we get it from the scene. Renee, Jeff?
We know you'll stay on top of this. Gilbert Bays, live in Rayford. Thank you. Responders took a child to the hospital following a dog attack in Halifax County.
This happened at a school bus stop, and WRO's Ken Smith is here with what we know so far about it, Ken.
Yeah, Jeff and Renee, we're getting all new information in the last 10 minutes. A student was treated at ECU Health North in Roanoke Rapids. The injuries are minor, but it was certainly a scary encounter for that child. Here's what we know happened. The 14-year-old was attacked by a dog while waiting at the school bus. This happened around 6:30 this morning on Heathsville Road in Enfield. The dog was described as a brown and white pit bull. We know that animal control did eventually catch that dog. The school called 911 after the child got on the bus and went to school and told them what happened. That child is okay. The dog is now in custody.
Jeff? I can. Yeah, thanks for that update. Meantime, school employees in Durham are pushing for higher pay as the Board of Education prepares its new budget.
We really need to be paid, and teachers are underpaid. They really need to be paid what they're worth.
They made their voices heard to the board last night. A recent study shows it would cost around $11 million to raise pay for classified staff members like instructional assistants and bus drivers. Earlier this week, Wake County Schools raised pay for educators with master's degrees and additional bonuses for bus drivers.
We can do master's pay, whether if it's not this year, then next year. Like, we're going to work on parental leave, like we've talked about.
A public hearing on the superintendent's budget is next month. The board will vote on it after that.
Durham's Mayor Elaine O'Neill is warning of criminal consequences for a city council member accused of inappropriate behavior. Monique Holsey-Hyman is accused of telling a developer she would support their project if they donated to her campaign. She's also accused of having a city staffer do campaign-related work for her. The allegations led to a screaming match at a city council work session yesterday. Holsey-Hyman has declined to comment. We're working to get answers about a serious crash involving a motorcycle in Wake County. The WRL Breaking News Tracker got this video of the scene on Penny Road last night. It happened near Blaney Franks Road. Troopers have not said if anyone was hurt.
Police are still trying to sort out a motive after human remains were found in a burn pit at a home in Cary. We learned last night the homeowner, Ian DeLauder, seen here, has died. He was found in an RV at the property on Dorset Drive on Sunday, where police say he shot himself. They also think he killed Cecily Walker Scott. Officers identified her remains in the burn pits, but investigators have not said how she died. We're working to learn what caused an outage in Durham's 911 call center. It lasted about an hour last night. Access was restored before 8 p.m. Police tell us several other counties were reporting similar issues with their call centers.
State Auditor Beth Wood will pay a fine but won't go to jail after pleading guilty to a hit and run. Wood admitted in court she crashed her state-owned Camry into a parked car in downtown Raleigh in December. An Uber driver's cell phone video obtained by WRL showed Wood being ushered into a law office after the crash. That's where she attended a holiday party that night. In court, Wood admitted for the first time that she had been drinking.
I should have stayed on the scene. I should have called law enforcement. I should have let the system play out. I was not impaired, but given the positioning of the two cars and the fact that I had had two glasses of wine at this event, I made an error in judgment in the moment.
Wood already paid $11,000 to repair her state-owned car and the car she crashed into. The judge said that played into her sentence. She'll only have to pay $300 in court fines and fees.
You might see a lot of people walking through the streets of Fayetteville in heels this evening. Rape Crisis of Cumberland County is hosting its annual Walk a While in Her Shoes event. Hope Mills Police are taking part in it as well. You can see in these pictures, people of all ages are taking part in the walk to show their support for women and raise awareness for sexual assault. The walk starts at 6 tonight and goes from downtown to the Segra Stadium.
You can watch military and recreational planes take off while you eat dinner in Smithfield. That's the concept behind Low and Slow Smokehouse at Johnston Regional Airport.
Experience the planes coming in and out at a very personable level. is just different, and it's something no one else has.
There's a full menu and lunch and dinner buffet with pulled pork, ribs, fried chicken, potatoes, mac and cheese, banana pudding, and more. Are you getting hungry yet? Mm-hmm. There's a discount for members of the military who use the airport daily. Look for this story on WREL.com.
It is lunchtime.
It certainly is. Good. Good news and more good news for coffee drinkers.
And just ahead, the health concern that they apparently don't have to worry about and the surprising health benefit many coffee drinkers enjoy.
Also ahead, where families can get free over-the-counter medications today.
And we take you back outside again. WREL Gardens just in full bloom right there. That is a beautiful look right now. It's a warm day everywhere in the Triangle. We hope you get out and enjoy it. Our county by county coverage takes us to Wayne, Vance, and Johnston counties. Wayne County commissioners voted unanimously to bring passenger railroad service to Goldsboro, connecting it to Wilmington. The county is urging the DOT to start the process. That department's rail division will consider the request. NC MedAssist is hosting a mobile free pharmacy event at Vance Granville Community College, Franklin campus, that's in Lewisburg. The event runs until 2 p.m. It's open to anyone 18 and older and to families in need of over-the-counter medication. No identification or income restrictions are required. SkyFest NC happens tomorrow at Johnston Regional Airport in Smithfield. This is video from a previous year. The festival includes parachute team jumps, flyovers, music, and kids zones. Tickets are available online.
A new study is supporting previous years of research, citing how drinking moderate amounts of caffeinated coffee does not pose elevated risks for irregular heartbeats. Marianne Rafferty reports drinking coffee may have a surprising benefit.
Coffee lovers may want to perk up their ears for this one. According to a new study published in the New England Journal of Medicine, drinking caffeinated coffee did not significantly increase a healthy person's chances of experiencing something called premature atrial contractions. These are extra palpitations that can make you feel like your heart skipped a beat. However, in people who drink two or more cups of Joe each day, the study found a small increase in a type of irregular heartbeat called premature ventricular contractions. Doctors say this is common.
The significance of people having a few extra heartbeats, so in this case it was about 50 over the course of the day on the ventricular, so that's the main pumping chambers of the heart side, and no difference on the other side of the heart. That difference is not going to make a much difference clinically or in someone's health over the course of a long time.
The study monitored 100 people over the course of 2 weeks. On days the participants were told to drink caffeinated coffee, researchers also found they were more physically active, walking roughly 1,000 more steps. But they got roughly 40 less minutes of sleep those nights.
Always a trade-off, I suppose. Marianne Rafferty reporting. Now, according to the National Coffee Association, two-thirds of Americans drink coffee every day.
I knew the number was a lot, for sure. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of young people in no hurry to get their driver's licenses.
At least one reason, fear of parallel parking. I feel you. Coming up, a closer look at a challenge many drivers dread. Thank goodness for rear-view cameras,
though. Right. Also ahead, traveling can be uncomfortable and even hard on your body. We'll tell you about a few items you can pack on your next trip to relieve those aches and pains. How about beautiful Beaufort right now this noon? A shot never gets old, and it should be a great beach day if you're headed in that direction this afternoon. Great all the way back to the Triangle here as well. More young adults are holding off on getting their driver's license.
And as Gary Grumbach reports, for some, it stems from a fear of parallel parking.
In a city where power and status is everything, call it the great equalizer. Parallel parking, it's the bane of our existence. And in Washington, D.C., that's not up for debate.
If you live in a district, you need to know how to parallel park. Keep my bumper off yours.
The district removed parallel parking from their driving tests in 2009. Since they brought back the requirement in 2021, aspiring drivers have found themselves in a jam. The DMV says failure rates increased by 10% year over year.
There's enough room, I think, I can usually manage, but can definitely see why some people would have some trouble.
Well, all the cars are very close to each other, and at this point, look how I parked. I couldn't get, there is enough space, but I didn't maneuver enough.
So what grade would you give yourself here today on your panel question, Jeff?
F.
The struggle is real, but not just in D.C. Nearly half of all Americans have what's called parallelophobia, the fear of parallel parking. Their greatest concern? Holding up traffic. But if you're a soon-to-be driver, some good news. More than a dozen states have cut the maneuver from the exam in recent years. I gave it a shot, and let's just say there was room for improvement.
I'm backing up. You know, this would be a lot easier to do if I didn't have a camera in the way. And see, I have a backup camera here, so that's kind of cheating. But we did all right. Let's see how far we are from the curb. How far are we from the curb, Andy? All right, not bad, not bad.
But some teens are ditching all the hassle entirely. Just 25% of 16-year-olds had their license in 2021, down from 43% in 1995. So if you're not in a rush to get in the driver's seat or are anxious when you do, you're in good company. Gary Grumbach, NBC News, Washington.
Yeah, there's no way I can do it well without the backup camera. Traveling can take a toll on your body, but there are some tools you can pack into your carry-on to help make it a little easier. One fitness and lifestyle coach recommends taking mini resistance bands on your trip. These are great if you need to stretch or get a full workout in. Very light, right? Other good tools, a fitness tracker, earplugs, all-purpose moisturizer, and a massage gun for those aching muscles. There's also the Strava app, which is free. It helps track your heart rate, distance, speed, and elevation change while on a bike ride, hike, walk, or run.
Happening right now in the WREL Live Center, Kentucky's Governor Andy Beshear has just come out and said he is vetoing a Republican bill aimed at regulating the lives of transgender youths that includes restricting the bathrooms that they can use. The bill also bans discussion of sexual orientation and gender identity in schools. It passed the GOP-led legislature with veto-proof margins, so lawmakers could vote to override this veto. But Beshear says, quote, this bill allows too much government interference in personal health care issues that rips away the freedom of parents to make medical decisions for their children. He also went on to say that this could, the repercussions could include an increase in youth suicides.
Michelle, thanks. Turning to weather now, a live look at downtown Raleigh, where these folks at Dorothea Dix Park have the right idea, a little picnic on the blanket.
Great day for just about anything outside. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center with a look all around town.
It is so nice out there. We'll take a look around. Yeah, Goldsboro, it's breezy. That camera in Goldsboro really gets going when it's breezy. So we're seeing gusts right now up to 25 miles per hour. We'll see that for the rest of the afternoon. There's a look at our Fayetteville newsroom. You can see folks walking down Hay Street enjoying the sunshine. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and a nice look at Apex with nothing but sunshine. Looking at some showers and thunderstorms, of course, along a front. This front here may slip southward and bring some showers to Virginia this evening, but it's not likely to move far enough south to bring us any rain. Our best chance of rain will be with this cold front as it sweeps through during the morning hours tomorrow. But as the low itself slides off to the east, we could see a tornado outbreak. And we haven't seen a lot of severe storms just yet, but this afternoon it's a level 4 risk here across parts to the Mississippi Valley. For tomorrow, we don't see that translating eastward. We do have a level 1 risk for parts of South Carolina and Georgia, down toward Florida and Alabama, but nothing for North Carolina. We could have a few rumbles of thunder, but it looks like the bulk of this is going to come through in the morning, and we tend to see a better chance for storms in the afternoon after we've had a lot of the sun's energy in the atmosphere. So in the morning hours, we don't see as much of that. It's just not as warm. Saturday at 9 a.m., we start to see the showers moving through. through. At 11 o'clock, they'll be moving right through the triangle. And by lunchtime, by noon or so, it's all out of here. And then we're going to see some clearing skies behind it. So in the morning hours, you may have to dodge a few showers for an hour or so. But then after that, we should have some clearing. This is a look at what could happen for us on Sunday. Our cold front slipping southward and stalls. And that could end up, we could end up seeing a wave riding along that front for some showers on Monday morning. You can see that lingers into lunchtime, but begins to taper off in the afternoon. And then potentially on Tuesday, another low develops down to our south. But right now, it looks like it may stay south and not have much of an impact on our part of North Carolina. If we do see that low developing, it's possible that we could see a little bit more rain there. But for the most part, what we'll likely see on Monday is going to be a quarter of an inch to a half an inch. So for tomorrow, looking at a 40% chance, it looks like a lot of us will see that rain coming through, but it should be fairly short-lived and we're looking dry for the afternoon. On Monday, we'll see some showers, most likely in the morning, but keep checking back through the weekend. We may end up having to tweak the timeline of that. I just checked our pollen count and it is very high for today. It's likely to stay very high for Saturday, but into Sunday and Monday, we should start to see that easing up a little bit. And I mean, just a little bit, because we'll end up with some showers and cooler temperatures. Tuesday and Wednesday, highs are back closer to normal in the mid to upper 60s.
Elizabeth, thanks. The Hubble Space Telescope captures breathtaking new images of Jupiter and Uranus.
Coming up, what the colorful pictures tell us about the weather conditions on the two giant planets.
As we wrap things up, here's a look at a few of the headlines we're following today.
A Hope County deputy shot and killed a man in Rayford today. Radio traffic from Broadcastify reveals a deputy reported shots fired and a person with a gun. Neighbors tell WRAL the deputy was serving a warrant there and a man came to the door with a gun. We're told there was an exchange of gunfire with the deputy. It's unclear if the deputy was hit, but officers returned fire, killing the man with the gun. We're working to get more information. We'll bring it to you as soon as we get it.
A 9-month-old boy at the center of a statewide Amber Alert has been found safe in Harnett County. Baby Kason Monk was found with his father, Dion Monk, who was wanted for the murder of a woman in Greensboro. He was taken into custody earlier today. Kason appears to be in good health and is being returned home to his mother in Greensboro.
President Biden will visit Durham next week to kick off his Investing in America tour. The president will be at Wolfspeed, a semiconductor manufacturer. The company recently announced a $5 billion investment to build its facility here in North Carolina. That facility will bring 1,800 jobs to the area. The Hubble telescope is revealing stunning new images and information about two giants of our solar system.
The telescope has been keeping an eye on Jupiter and Uranus. Those planets don't have solid surfaces like Earth, but they still have changing weather. Jupiter's weather is driven by heat from its interior, causing colorful cyclones in its atmosphere. Uranus has seasons that last a long time. Hubble has spotted a growing polar cap, a photochemical haze.
Our pet of the day today is a 3-year-old spayed female cat named Palmer. I love that name.
Yeah, Palmer is diabetic, so she's looking for an adopter who can make sure she gets her daily meds to stay healthy. She's a homebody who doesn't care much for car rides. She'll gladly wait for you to come home every day and show you just how excited she is to come through for you to come through the front door.
Palmer's adoption fee is $45. It includes spay, microchip, vaccines, and more. And interested adopters can get information at spcawake.org. It's the kind of day that makes you want to grab a water bottle and get out the door. A popular model, Bindle, is under voluntary recall, though, today at 4. Five on your side shows you why and what you need to do if you own one.
NBC News Daily is next on WREL, your next local news update in 30 minutes.
Breaking news updates anytime. Get out and enjoy this great day.
Keep watching WREL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.